Good morning, 9:51.
Lance Armstrong has been stripped of his 7 titles and banned for life by cycling's governing body, following a report by the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency that accused him of leading a massive doping program on his teams. Joining us now live to talk more about it, USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan. Christine, good morning. Good to have you with us today.
Well, thanks, Mike and Bruce. Great to be with you as well.
It's a tragedy for a lot of people who have followed him over the years and hoped that the story wasn't fake.
Yes, it is. And I think that's important, even as we see the mounting evidence and this, of course, this is the final word today, this final exclamation point on this tragic sentence. You know, one of the worst downfalls, not only in sports, really, but you're alluding to this, in our culture. Lance Armstrong had long ago transcended sports and become such an icon and such a cause and a rallying cry for millions of cancer survivors and their families and those dealing with the disease. So that makes this extra tragic. I also think it was incumbent on Lance Armstrong to be as good as everyone thought he was, and now we find out the complete opposite. He was far worse than anyone could have imagined.
Amazing, though, how many of his teammates over the years were intimidated into, or I guess they were intimidated into, keeping quiet about it.
That's right. One of the things that the International Cycling Union president said today in issuing the final word that he was stripped of the 7 Tour de France titles, banned for life, was that he was sickened by what he read in the U.S. Anti-Doping Agency report, the story of how Lance Armstrong coerced and forced other cyclists into doping, as this man, Pat McQuaid, said, was just mind-boggling. So Lance was not only a doper and a cheater, he was also the leader of this terrible effort.
You know, it feels so different. We've been let down by athletes all the time, and you know, that's sort of modern sports for us today. But this feels so different from that. It feels like so much more.
It does, and I think it does go back to cancer. And Lance Armstrong put himself out there as I said a few moments ago, something bigger, something better. That makes us all the worse, and his fall is, I think, you guys, we can actually say that this is the worst fall from grace we have seen in sports, potentially ever. I mean, because Tiger Woods, others, we've seen a lot of bad things.
Right.
But Lance Armstrong, is, to your point, was so high up there and in such a realm all by himself.
It is unbelievable. He has yet to apologize, if I'm not mistaken, too.
That is correct. In fact, he had a defiant stand at his 15th anniversary of Livestrong. What a terrible weekend to have the 15th anniversary celebration of that foundation. And basically saying he's had a bad few days, but he's had worse. I can't imagine this can continue. He's lost all these sponsors, and so at some point one would think he would have to come clean. I'm not sure at this point. I think it's too late for those that have put their faith and trust in him.
I think you may be right about that. You know, one of the things that makes this different from so many other cases is that we are reading accounts here of vindictiveness on the part of Lance Armstrong to go after people who were speaking the truth about what was going on. He made them out to be, in some cases, prostitutes or whatever.
Right. Yeah, he's been as serious about fighting for his reputation as he was for fighting for those 7 Tour de France titles. Unfortunately for him, it's the truth has come out. And interestingly, almost 2 years ago, he said on Twitter that he welcomed the U.S. anti-doping investigation. Lance Armstrong tweeted that. Mm. Well, of course, be careful what you wish for. So he thought, obviously, that he was going to get away with all this. That's the amazing part about it.
It's just so sad. Really
what is that? You know, there's no joy in this. People think journalists like me covered this for years, written columns, that we have joy, you know, that this makes us happy.
No, not at all.
A tragic story.
Can he rise again?
Well, we love second acts in the United States, especially in sports. I think the difference here is he's not going to be on the field to play. He can't come back and lead a team to the Super Bowl or, you know, whatever. He's banned for life, and he's in his 40s anyway. So he was done from cycling. He was going into triathlons, but he'd never be the best triathlete in the world. But he can't do that anymore now. He's banned.
Hmm.
So the reality is he would have to come back, say, in interviews, a TV sit-down, whatever. I just don't know how American public that has dealt in the world, that has dealt and seen these lies, and as you alluded to, the massive amount of lying, I don't know how he comes back, and I don't frankly think he should. It's time for him to go away for a long time.
Really. Thanks, Christine. Great talking to you.
Thank you very much.
USA Today sports columnist Christine Brennan.